Good morning once again. I received an email message from MCC that they are starting the MyCoins count, and the MyCoins count needs to be turned in by March 3rd. So start saving your coins now, and I'm sure we have a jar downstairs somewhere, maybe outside in the corner of a foyer, I'm not sure. We will find the MyCoins count jar and start collecting for that. Okay. Lunch is going to be served today, and everyone is welcome. Worship team is meeting by Zoom on the 15th. On the 19th of January, Andrew Bush, a teacher and missionary, will be here preaching. And Josh Meyer did get back in touch with me, and he is from Mosaic Conference. He also works at Everence, and he is going to be preaching the first Sunday in March. We did have the opportunity to send out a donation to Rest Connection, which is the women's housing. It's based out of Quakertown. Homeless women are welcome to stay there, and they give Christian classes and do counseling and get them up and ready to get out on their own. So we gave a nice donation to them. And the North Care Women's Clinic, which is in Lansdale, we gave a nice donation to them because they are saving babies. And the list of children that are born through their clinic, it has grown from last year to this year. So good things are happening. Are there any other announcements that you may want to share this morning?
It's beautifully wrapped, but Merry Christmas belated from all of us.
It's beautifully wrapped. Okay. Oh, you got the new Anabaptist Bible. Thank you. You guys are sneaky. I can't wait to read it. Very nice. And add things to my sermons based on this, right? The Anabaptist Community Bible. Thank you so much. That's very precious.
Thank you.
Yes, it was beautifully wrapped. All right. We want to ask God to bless May and Ellen with comfort and peace, and to surround them with love. We want to pray for this world and for peace to fill all hearts today. Pray for our Mosaic Conference. Pray for those who suffer from mental illness and from addiction. We want to give thanks for God granting us every spiritual blessing through Jesus Christ. Let's carry that celebration of his birth all year long in our hearts and minds. The verses I'm going to be sharing from this morning are Psalm 149 or 147, and I'll be in Isaiah 61, verse 10 to 62, verse 3. When we look back at 2024, some may call it a good year, filled with blessings. And some may have a hard time saying that because we may feel a little bit confused and a little bit bruised. But you know, it's at those times that God is closer to you than any other time. He is looking to heal you of your pain, to make you whole again, and to set you free. You are his child. Psalm 147 prompts us to hold on to our faith and know that God has plans for our lives. We don't know them yet, but he has plans for our lives. It's basically what Kathy was sharing this morning. God's greatness is remarkable, and he truly cares for all of us. The psalmist shares in Psalm 147 that we grow closer to him. We have the ability to grow closer to him when we meditate and pray, knowing that God desires to heal all the brokenhearted and to heal any brokenness that may be in your lives. We grow closer to God when we tell God, when we tell our Christian friends, of our broken places in our hearts. God wants us to share and not keep it to ourselves. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We can carry each other. Recognize and share the wounds from yesterday and the ones from your childhood may still be there. Tell someone. We grow closer to Him when we focus. When we focus on where God is leading us. When we take action to where God is leading us. Spend time in prayer, have conversation, and forgive. I'm working on the forgiveness. I have things in my mind and in my heart that come up, and I just need to work on forgiveness. I look to Jesus for examples of forgiveness. That's why He came. He came as an example for each of us. Look to Him. If you're in your Bible at Psalm 147, let's read verse 1 together, no matter what version you have. Let's read verse 1 together. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise Him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem and He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the house, nor His delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear Him, who put their hope in His unfailing love. The Lord delights in those who fear Him, meaning those who are in awe of Him, those who honor Him. Verse 12, extol the Lord, Jerusalem, praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blessing your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends His command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down His hail like pebbles. Who can withstand His icy blast? He sends His word and melts them. He stirs up the breezes and the waters flow. He has revealed His word to Jacob, His laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know His laws. Praise the Lord. Let us pray together at this point. Loving Father, we thank You for Your promise to bind our brokenness and to heal our pain. May those who feel pain this morning feel Your love. May we walk humbly before You, trusting Your many precious promises. We know that You are willing and able to carry us through any and every situation that life may have in store for us. Help us not to worry about these situations before they happen. Help us to put our lives in Your hands. Thank You so much for Your loving kindness toward each of us. In Your name, amen. God loves healing hearts. He loves healing hearts. We should be praising Him for His protection and His safeguarding. God views our praise to Him as something beautiful. Amen. He feels it. He sees it. He sent Jesus to us as a perfect example of his own heart. Wow. A true gift. Jesus healed those who were around him, those who believed in him, those who were suffering, those who were poor, the backsliders from church, those who were depressed and disliked. Wherever they gathered, they were blessed by Jesus. It's so sad when one feels disliked and uncomfortable. What a blessing that God, that Jesus was able to reach out and touch them. Oh, to be one of those people that was touched by Jesus, right? To be able to recognize your full value in front of the Lord. Jesus desires to heal your hearts right now. Open your hearts to the Lord and allow him to do what he has promised to do. He has promised healing, transformation, and abundant life. Psalm 147 reminded us to meditate, tell, and take action. We will be gifted with strength, with blessings, with peace, with provision, and a community of righteousness. Those are all gifts from him. Try keeping a journal. Perhaps keep a journal on the bottom part of your Bible, writing down during your scripture reading for the morning. What are your blessings? What are your needs? You'll be able to go back and see how he has provided for you. Isaiah was called by God to share what God's salvation would be like, what a community of righteousness would be like to experience. I'm turning now to Isaiah chapter 61, starting at verse 10. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Well, Isaiah had found joy in the Lord, and he had been clothed in the robe of righteousness. Better clothing than that which was worn on a wedding day. Verse 11. For as the soil makes the sprout come up and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. Here there's an imagery set of germination, the seeds of righteousness and the praise springing up before all nations. Won't that be beautiful? We might be in heaven when that happens, when we see all nations honoring God. But imagine it. Sometimes a garden might need to be cleaned out. We think about our own lives. Cleaned out totally before the fresh new harvest is able to grow. God's grace would bring new life to Israel. The old identity of Israel would not be working any longer. The world would change as God's love would be shared. Chapter 62, verse 1. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet till her vindication shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. Well, David confidently announces his trust in God. Perhaps we should get out of bed in the morning, put our feet down, and go, I trust you, God. I trust you, God. David had all of his faith in God. The name Zion symbolizes the presence of God and the spiritual heart of Israel. Israel's past will give way to a new future with a new identity. They had been desolate with hope, desolate without hope in exile, but no more. Verse 2. The nations will see your vindication and all kings your glory. You will be called a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. You will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. God's salvation is so much more than the garments of salvation and the blossoming gardens. God's church is beautiful. It is a living joy. It is a loving future. The world will know God's love. He delights in his people. Yes, God delights in us, in me and you. See yourself in God's salvation. Visualize yourself being better. God delights in you. If any of us is in a time of pain or aching, visualize yourself being better. Keep going. Keep reading his word. Keep talking to God. Keep talking to others, other Christian friends. Work slowly if necessary, right? It's like weeding a garden. Sometimes we do that very slowly. Sometimes it's hard to get up after we weed that garden, but it's worth it. A new harvest of righteousness and peace will occur. Live into salvation images. Turn from the sense of false identities. Turn from that. We're not better than the person sleeping on the streets. We're not better than the lady struggling to get her groceries in while she's controlling her kids and keeping them safe. We're not better than them, right? Who are we in Christ? Are we more human or more Christ-focused? Jumping in with an act of kindness, you are more Christ-focused. Are we more secular than spiritual? What do we have on that TV? Are we being content with how things have always been? Well, we've always done it that way. Let's just leave it be. Don't be afraid to step out in his love and change something. Are we more American than Christians? It is time we start this new harvest. I think 2025 is a good place to start. A new harvest of righteousness in our lives, with our family, with our church. I feel I could use a new harvest. Are you feeling that way as well? Why do we do what we do? Why do we pray? Why do we live with a godly purpose? Why do we conduct ourselves in Christian ways? Have you wondered these things? It's to give him glory and grace. It's to share his word, his love with others. Why do we live our lives with Christian character? Because God delights in each one of us. We are his children. And we love Jesus. Because we love Jesus, we are able to serve others, share acts of kindness, lift others up. We can can meats for others. We can provide money for those in need. We can share a meal. We can give thanks for each other and give thanks for people we don't even know. We can pray for others. We can provide warm clothing for others. This is who we are in Christ because he delights in each of us. Sometimes our gifts become minimized, lost in this fast-paced world. And so I'm introducing you this morning to the Wellspring Church blessing jars. They're over here. And on the table, you will find a list of everyone's name so that when you create a blessing jar note, you can just put a check beside the name. Make sure you get one into every jar, at least one. And if you feel like doing more, you certainly may do more. So the papers are here. You might want to sit in church sometime and record a Bible passage, a thank you note, what you think is special in that certain person. Here, a list of names. Oh, and it looks like Alberta. Is Alberta on the line? Alberta already has a blessing jar. A message. We won't get our blessing jars January, February, probably to March, maybe March. And then you're going to take your blessing jar notes home and read them. I hope it's okay with Alberta. Her note says, Alberta, because of your smile, our church is more beautiful. A little note. We are God's children. When it becomes nice in March, or when it's snowing in March, we'll take these blessing jars home and take out one a day to remind us, to confirm, to allow us to feel blessed in many ways about who we are in Christ. So each one of you has one. Name tag is on it. Paperwork is up here. Please feel free to pick up the note cards. Please feel free to sit here and record a Bible passage. What is special about that person? What you pray for that person? Put it in the jar. That's the only one we're allowed to open. Everyone else will read a secret. We're not reading each other's notes. You can sign it, or you don't have to sign it. You just leave a poem on the note. Okay? These will be filled. You know who gave me this idea? Deb. Do you remember you and I talking about it? Mm-hmm. Blessing jars. Let's really pray for each other. Let's let each other know why they're significant in our lives, how much we love them, share God's word with each other. Let us remind one another that we are God's children. And 2025 will be a good year to create a wonderful harvest. Right? Let's let our hearts grow in His love. I think I need two more jars because I kept adding people. I added, we're going to try to get a plastic container for Ellen, and we can take it over. Maybe people will be reading her blessings to her from a plastic container. And then I added Gerald and Rosita, and then I added Adam, because we want them to know. If you think of anyone else who's not on your list that you would like to add a blessing jar that we can get to them at some point, please let us know. Are you okay?
May I just call? And COVID came back negative, and she wanted everybody to know, especially Mom. But COVID came back negative, and she said her mind feels better now that she knows that it's not COVID.
Answer to prayer.
Yes. And continue prayers, but she feels better at mind that COVID was negative.
Okay.
So.
Answer to prayer. Thank you. Boy, we're on the fast track. Prayers being answered. It's wonderful. All right. So this morning, I'm going to end with my prayer. Does anybody have questions about the blessing jars? Okay. I'm going to end my prayer by praying in each of the four corners of the church and my sermon, and I'll be back here when I'm all done. So I'll talk nice and loud for everyone to hear.
Let us pray together. We confess our need for you today, dear Lord. We need your healing and your grace. We need hope restored. We need to be reminded that you work on behalf of those you love. You work consistently, powerfully, and completely. We are blessed that you love each of us. Forgive us for trying to fix our situations all on our own. That becomes so exhausting. Forgive us for running all different directions and spinning our wheels trying to find help when true help and healing must be found first in you. Forgive us, God, for forgetting how much we need you. We need you above everyone else and everything else. Bring you the places we are hurting. You see where no one else is able to fully see or understand. You know the pain we've carried, the burdens, the cares. You know where we need to be set free. We ask for your healing grace to cover every broken place, every wound, every heartache. Lord, thank you that you are able to do far more than we could ever, ever imagine. Thank you for your mighty power that acts on behalf of your children. We reach out to you and know that you are restoring and redeeming every place of difficulty, every battle for your greater glory. We love you, Heavenly Father. We need you today. And all God's people said, Amen.